Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the I Am Well show. Welcome to this evening's edition of our already almost 2 years persistent show every week with me. Since I took over from Jeff, it's almost 2 years ago that Jeff died, and when we come to that date, we will remember him by having a little minute silence live on the air and remembering him throughout the show. My co-host, as almost always tonight, is again Justin Amner. And we will both be doing live readings tonight. So you will get a reading from both of us. Never mind who goes first. Reminder for people who call in with the phone, please, after the message, press 1. The message doesn't say so anymore. So after you call them, please, after the message, dial a 1 to be in queue, or we won't be able to pick you up. There has been an update on the network, on Blog Talk Radio, and we can't help it for the moment. We will try to adjust it, but for now, keep in mind, always press the 1 after you heard the message so you can be live on the air with us and get your free reading or whatever it is that you need from us. Okay, same goes for Skype. If you come in over Skype, you also have to go and click on the word call. When you're connected, then you have an optional show dial pad, and on the dial pad, you have to click on the number 1 after the message so we can pick you up and you be live in the show with us. Good evening, Justin.
Good evening.
And how are you,
Tennessee? Oh, I'm great. Yourself?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. I'm amazed about a lot of things, and one of the things that I'm amazed about is that we will pretty soon, hopefully, have a new music for this show. I kept the shaman's call that we have every show because it used to be Jeff's, and I think after 2 years, it's about time we had a new music, and pretty soon we're hoping to have a very talented musical artist on the show. I still have to get his consent for a certain date, but we hope to come to an agreement that we can play his music on our show every time from then on. So that would be nice because this man makes awesome music. Yeah, Julian Forrest, ladies and gentlemen, Julian Forrest, look him up on Google. You can find him also on YouTube. Makes awesome music. He has a new album out, Arcanum, and we will pretty soon have him on the show with his new album, and I listen to that music, and it's amazing, it's wonderful. You can completely drift away on. Readings. Tonight we'll be doing free readings. Not just free readings, but also if you need some life coaching, or if you feel that you would like to move ahead, but it feels like you're blocked, like you're, you know, stuck somehow, call in. I'm sure we can help you with something, either with blockage clearing or with some pointers or with a reading on what is happening in your life. Let's see what we can do for you tonight. And yes. As far as I heard, we already have callers waiting. How many do we have now, Justin?
We have two in queue at the moment. The first lady's name is Rose. I'll bring her out shortly. Now, as far as readings, this is why I have clarification for myself, and our readers, our listeners can have as well. When we're doing readings, is that a one-question reading, or how is that actually working?
Well, we don't do full readings because then we would both be talking for an hour to one person, and we want to give as many people as we possibly can the opportunity to call in. And these are sample readings that we do. So it's a one-question reading, and after that question, we go on to the next one or to any topic that Justin and I would also like to discuss if we get the chance, because usually when we do free readings, it's pretty swamped. It would be nice if you already figure out what it was that you would like a reading on. Please don't say an average reading. When you say I'd like an average reading, I don't have a special question, then we have a problem, because we as readers are very open to whatever is coming in. We tune on you, on your energy, and then we get like 5,000 messages for you, and then we have to go and pick out what we feel is the best for you, but that needn't be what you would like to hear, what you are really waiting for. So it would be nice if you come up with a certain area that you would like enlightenment about, and that makes it a lot easier for us to see what comes up, as well for Justin as for me, and give you a high quality reading for now. Okay, so never ask a reader for an average reading, because then you will only get a little, you know, a little lifting of the veil here and there, and not what you're really looking for. Do yourself a favor and have a question ready. Justin, how does it work with people like us? We are both gifted as psychics, and we are both multiply gifted, not just as psychics. We have multiple gifts as healers and mediums and stuff like that. But tonight we would also like to discuss the pineal gland. And the pineal gland is a little tiny itty-bitty thing on the right side of your head, a little bit to the back. And I've recently, just today, posted a blog about it just an hour ago. And the pineal gland is also known as the eye of Horus. And it looks like an eye. If you look it up on Google, the pineal gland and the eye of Horus, you will find that they look much alike. And even in the Bible, it is said that if your eye becomes single, you will see most. And that is a fact, because with our two physical eyes, we can see a lot less than with our one single eye, which is the eye of Horus, which is your pineal gland. Now, people who are psychic and medium and etc., who have insights, who can remote you, who can communicate with whatever we want to call these beings in other realms, have an active pineal gland and use it. I mean, I can't say now I turn it off and now I turn it on, but this is actually tested, a scientific test that they had a great number of psychics and mediums and whatnot, and they tested them on the activity of the pineal gland and of the brain. Now, as soon as a person like Justin or me starts to do reading, the brain partially shuts down and it becomes very less active, and the pineal gland becomes very active. It's actually measurable. So for any of you who's listening, who has the gifts themselves, if you're wondering what that does, it's the little pineal gland. Also, when you close your eyes and there is no light coming in, the third eye might be more active. It's not with everybody. It depends. Some people it's just as active when you have your eyes open as when you have them closed. It differs per person, but usually people will have a more active pineal gland when they close their eyes. For me, it's not, it doesn't matter, but it is a personal thing though. Mm-hmm. Justin, do you have anything to add to this?
Well, I've been here listening to you as you were talking about the pineal gland. I find it very fascinating that Horus is who they associate it with, you know. This is the first time I've ever heard of it referred to Horus being associated with the third eye. Because I know back in ancient Egypt, that Horus was a symbol of protection, and it was honored to have Horus with you at all times. And of course, that's where we get the word horizon is from Horus, because he does take up the sky, as they always said. And doesn't really surprise me too much to hear that's on the right side of the brain, because that is where spirit is housed, and that's where it thrives. And sometimes I always wonder why it would choose to be residing in that part of the body. And that's not to be confused with the soul, folks. The soul and the spirit are two separate entities living within the same thing. They're pretty much like an extension of one another. The spirit is who you are, your identity, and stuff like that. Your soul is a collection of your memory. And it's passed down from each generation, each lifetime, you name it. And that's what your soul is. It's the piece of Father, the creator of the universe, God, or whatever you want to call it. That's in each and every one of us. And your spirit is designed to work only with that soul. Now, that's why I only said that so I didn't confuse you guys when I say spirit. I'm not synonymous with soul. Your spirit is housed within, inside your right brain, and the fact that you have to pretty much quiet your brain to get that activated doesn't surprise me either, because kind of hypnotic states, those more of meditative states that we always try to attain for, I'd be interested to find out if they have anything to do with the alpha brain waves and stuff like that, and triggering the activation of the pineal gland, because I like to think the pineal gland as the vehicle through which spirit interacts with our physical body, sending those chemical messages that our brain interprets and understands. Because the conscious mind and the subconscious mind don't always communicate clearly with one another. So
we're not always very coherent. No, that's a fact. I think it would be a good idea to bring Rose on in a minute. I first would like to ask everybody who is listening in on their computers, if you want to call in with a question, you can either use the Skype button on the show page, or you can call in. If you want to call in, it's from outside the United States, please dial 001 first, from Australia 0011, and then the number is 347-838-9142. Then you'll get a message, and after the message, please dial number 1 to be in queue. Same goes for Skype. Click on the Skype button, get into the show, and then go to call, because the message doesn't say so. Click on the word call on the left upper side. There's a drop-down menu. Click dial pad, and then dial the number 1 on the dial pad, and then we'll see you and bring you into the show live for the reading. Okay, let's go to the lovely lady Rose, who has been waiting for us.
Hi.
Hi, Rose.
Hello.
Hey, where are you from?
I'm calling from Jersey.
Oh, gee, from Jersey. And what is your question for tonight?
Well, I just want to know, what do you see with regards to my love life? I am presently single.
Okay. Rose, love life.
Is there someone that's here? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. I'll go first, and then I'll give you over to Justin, because we will both do readings for every caller. What I am feeling with you is that you are unconsciously, you know, with totally without wanting to do so, giving guys the idea that you're not available. I see guys looking at you and turning away, not literally turning away, or maybe they are, but just understanding with a sort of a belly feeling or a subconscious feeling that everybody has this instinct that you're not available. And although you're a lovely lady and you have everything that it takes, that, you know, to hook a very nice guy, there is something in you that is not ready yet to go on to a next relationship. You're still sitting with something that you're not completely through yet. And unless you get over that, I think it will take a little while before you actually can get a new relationship. So if you would like to have more help than we can give you live on the air, you're very welcome to contact us after the show. And just let us know if that is the case. And I'll now give you over to Justin. Justin.
Yes. What I was going to say is pretty much similar to what Annemieke was saying, is that I feel that you're looking for somebody, but for some reason I keep getting the feeling that you're looking at someone specifically, and the other guys around you somehow are picking up on that. And I don't know if it's some ideal of a man that you're looking for, like the qualifications and stuff like that, which could be a hindrance to you as well, or it could just be someone specifically that you know and you want to be with this person, and to the point where it's kind of blinding you from the other guys that might be interested in talking with you. Does it make sense to you?
I guess. I'm not really interested in anybody right now. I haven't met anyone interested.
Again, like I said, though, I think it's more along the lines of an ideal of someone that you want to meet. You're trying to find someone who meets those criteria, you know, instead of opening to the experience that that love is going to bring you. Love is a teacher. Love is, what's the words I'm looking for here? It's a growth and a stimulant. It helps you grow and evolve into another being, because we're always in constant state of change, and that's where we want to be. If love doesn't challenge us to become something more than who we are, it becomes stagnant, and we become very depressed, very negative, and we end up usually either falling out, leaving our significant other for someone else, or we just become bitter towards that person that we're with, because we don't know when to let go, you know? And that's kind of what I'm referring to. It's what I feel more of what it is.
Okay.
So if you would like to know more about what is there for you, I don't know if you're on Facebook, Rose.
Not really.
Mm-mm. Not really. Okay. If you would like to know more about us or how we can help you, innersightmedium@gmail.com. is the email address that you can ask the same question. Just tell us that you have been live on the air, that you would like to know more, and we can contact you back. Okay, so innersightmedium@gmail.com is the address that you need if you would like to have more than just a very short reading. And we can probably help you with getting the self-built blockages, because you actually created these blockages yourself, to get you to remove those under guidance. And you will find that then it is much different when you interact with nice guys. Because as Justin said, when you have even subconsciously a list, and in this case it is probably partly a subconscious list, then it is very hard for a guy to actually meet all those criteria. So, and they feel it. They just stay away. I have a daughter that is like that. She's 25 and she's got a list as long as your arm. And then she asks herself why she's still single. And I've told her. And she says, yes, Mom, I know I have those criteria, but he has to be like that. No, he doesn't. And now she has a completely different guy that she met and that she's seeing. And they're not in a relationship yet. She's seeing him, and he's completely different, and I haven't mentioned it with even one word. I don't dare.
Well,
so, Rose, if you would like to know more, either from Justin or from me, just tell us in an email at innersightmedium@gmail.com, and you can tell us in email what you would like, if you would like help from Justin or from me or from both of us. And we'll contact you back with when we could do that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And
okay.
You're welcome. And I will say this, though, because we're not giving you a bad reading or anything like that. It's not nothing negative. There are...
It's never negative. It's never negative. It's an eye-opener for you.
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is...
Subconsciously or unconsciously. Blocking yourself as being available, and a guy feels that.
Mm-hmm. And it could very well just be as well that, like, you're, because I have a sense that you're kind of a very, I'm trying to think how to word this, strong-willed, very determined, you know what you want, and that kind of scares some guys sometimes. And I'm not saying change who you are, because that's not what we're saying at all. You are a great person. You are wonderful, and what I'm saying is that's kind of why you're scaring away a lot of these guys that you might think that be interested in you, but the right guy is going to come across you. And the reason why I mentioned the fact that these ideals of what you think you should have in a man, he's not going to necessarily meet that, but I feel that he's going to be like the best fit for you, and you're going to be very happy with him. And I wanted to get that across to you first and foremost, most importantly. And that's why I was saying to, if you have any expectations of what the guy that you're going to be with should be like, I'm not saying like if he's like living at home with his mom, you know, has no money, no job, no stuff like that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying this guy is going to be different than what you expect from a guy. Does that make more sense to you?
Yeah. Do you have a time frame?
No, we don't. No, we don't give time frames, and for a good reason, because if we would give you a time frame, and for whatever reason you would change your decisions, you would undo whatever we're seeing now. We can see ahead as long as nothing changes, but we want stuff to change for you. We want you to make different decisions than you have been doing now, because if you keep making the same decisions and you want stuff to change, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Even, you know, even Marco Polo already said that a long time ago. If you want your outcome to change, you need to change your actions and your decisions, because that will change your outcome. Now, if we would say, let's say, over in 3 months, you will meet someone, like the way you're going now, that's not going to happen, okay? But if you really go for change, if you really want help and we can help you achieve that change, then you never know what happens. He might stand right in front of you the very next day. It all depends, okay? So if you keep going the way you're going now, it's going to be a while.
Mm-hmm. And the jump off that a little bit, lovers and people come into our lives, like I said, love is a stimulus and a growth, and also teaches us lessons. And changes our perspective on reality. And when they come into us, it's the time for them to come into our lives to teach us that lesson. You know, again, it's those lessons that you're trying to learn. And just for the mere fact that having this reading could change your future, you know. And I don't like to give timelines out as well, because of the sheer fact that, especially when it comes to love, Like you said, you'll be looking for that specific person. You'll be looking for that 24/7, especially around that time frame. And, you know, that could in itself could ruin it, you know. And two, you have the matter of free will to throw in there as well. You know, the gentleman that I'm picking up now he might change his mind and not ever go to wherever you are at that moment, you know, and you guys won't cross paths again until another time where he does make the right decision and you're in the same location as he is. Does that make sense to you? All right.
Okay, we lost Rose.
Yeah, she left. And
okay.
Let's
go back to the pineal gland for a minute.
Okay.
You know, there is different ways to work with your pineal gland, and the pineal gland is a part of our body. So it's not protected by the blood-brain barrier, and it does not have an extra line of defense against harmful toxins that enter the bloodstream. Specific toxins such as synthetic fluoride, synthetic calcium, and specifically are shown to have an affinity for the pineal gland and weakens its abilities to produce our neurotransmitters, which are serotonin when the light is coming in the eyes and melatonin when it's dark. And those are two things that we really, really need to have. So, however, it's important to distinguish the difference between synthetic fluoride and synthetic calcium versus organic fluoride and organic calcium. If received from plant sources, such as vegetables and other organic foods, calcium and fluoride are healthy essential minerals. Yet when fluoride and calcium are synthetically manufactured through this industrial process and added to tap water, vitamin supplements, toothpaste, fortified cereals, and various other products, these synthetic minerals are shown to have detrimental effects to the pineal gland as well as numerous other organs of the body. That's why living in the United States with the fluoride water is not such a great thing to do. Keep that thought. We are going to the commercial break, and we'll be back in a few minutes and take the next call. Stay tuned. It seems we have a little technical issue with the commercial break, so I'll just tell you a little more about the pineal gland. You can activate your pineal gland, although not purposely. We mentioned some impurities that you can have in your body. Now, before beginning to activate the pineal gland, it's necessary to remove the toxic chemicals that prevent it from working, such as synthetic fluoride and calcium and pharmaceutical medications and other toxins mentioned above. If you're drinking tap water, then look to replace it with pure and safer options, so as natural spring water, well water, reverse osmosis water, or carbon-filtered water. And from there, you can work to remove any vitamin supplements, mineral-fortified foods, and toothpaste containing added fluoride or calcium. Last but not least, one can take 5 minutes out of their day to install a carbon shower filter which works to remove chlorine, fluoride, and use toilet paper particles and other impurities from tap water. Yes, it is in there, that can enter our bodies through the skin, the pores, and the lungs when we shower. So that is a very, very, very important thing. And after you have done after you have begun to remove these impurities that we just discussed that prevent the pineal gland from being activated, then you can start implementing practices that work to stimulate and grow the pineal gland's functioning and ability. So this is very important to do. A great practice that one can do throughout your life is meditating. The act of meditation works to stimulate the chakra system of our brain and body, and that's responsible for conducting and generating life force energy. And meditating specifically guides bioelectric and zero-point energy to the pineal gland. allowing for greater states of clarity and intuition to come into our conscious life. After meditation, a more advanced exercise modality which works to activate the pineal gland as well as all of the body chakra points is that of Kundalini Yoga. Now, not everybody is for yoga. You don't have to tie yourself in a knot, but do what you can. If an 80-year-old person can do the exercises just a tiny little bit, then that is what they can do. You know, it doesn't matter what your physical condition is. You can always do something. Now, the Kundalini, which rests coiled at the lowest chakra of our spine, is a transducer of energy, which rises farther up the spine through the practice until finally reaching the pineal gland or third eye chakra. And if you awaken or activate that Kundalini and it's growing its pathway to the pineal gland, you are able to merge the photon celestial energy of the sun and cosmos with that of the physical body, which roots to the earth. Being that the bones of our skeletal system are technically piezoelectric crystals at the core, and the Kundalini energy rises and flows through the crystal bones of the spine, activating the 33 vertebrae points one by one until reaching the crown and pineal gland energy points at the top levels of upper spine. Now, it seems that we cannot do the commercial for the moment. We are having a technical glitch here. That is not a problem. I think it would be a good idea to go to our next caller. And all right, who are we having?
This is Sue.
Sue. Oh, hello, Sue. Welcome to the show.
I'm sorry, we're listening. Hello?
Hello, Sue. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Long Island. Welcome to the show. And what is your question for tonight?
I don't know. The same old one. What do you see about my love life?
All women. I mean, I am the same. When someone asks me, what do you want to know? I say, yeah, my love life. Okay. Justin, you go first, please.
Okay. What I'm feeling is, first off, is that you recently broke off with someone not too long ago, but there's no real emotional ties there. You're just kind of ready to move on and find the next right guy. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but I was hoping he would call back.
I do feel him lingering.
You let him go. You let him go. And guys don't take it lightly when they are sent packing.
I didn't send him packing. He just left. I mean, not left, but he just left my house and he never called back again in 3 months.
Yes, honey, but you have probably given up really heavy signs, even if you didn't mean to, that you were not that interested and that much into him as he would have wanted you to be. Excuse me, Justin.
No, I'm not.
I think it's more the other way around, not to contradict you or anything. I do feel that I see what you're saying because he feels that towards you even though it's not accurate. You know, I think that he was just looking for him like a one night stand type thing. And
one night stand?
Say again.
He said he just wanted a one night stand.
No.
Yeah, I kind of feel that kind of vibe off of him. I don't know if it was a one night stand or not, but I'm just feeling it's kind of like, you know, when he can, he'll be there. But I don't feel it's like a healthy relationship that you're wanting to pursue because you're looking for something more serious. I would say if you're looking for something, I would keep looking because I do feel that you will find someone. And I do feel that you'll be more compatible. You'll have it'll be a little rocky at first. But after a while, it'll smooth out. You know, and it's usually to do with meeting new people. The ego and the trends that we start off and develop, these routines that we have, when two new people come together, they usually clash and butt heads. And sometimes that's a good thing because you end up seeing what works and what doesn't work, and you let that stuff go, and it pulls you guys in closer. It's kind of like you're like struggling within rubber bands, you know, and it keeps getting tighter and tighter, you know.
Now, I'm going on I like somebody as a friend, and I'm going on another date with him Saturday. Is it him? I don't know if I'm attracted to him. That's the reason.
Again, Sue, we are not pointing out at what point you will be finding someone. Even if we know, we will not tell you. It will happen then and then. It will be that and then.
Yeah.
And we are not going to do that. You will have,
yeah,
because there are too many people who actually are only looking for what the psychic told them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not what we want you to do.
No, I don't, I'm not looking at that. But I meant, like, do you see anybody in the future? That's what I meant. Like, is it going to be...
Yes, but
yeah,
I have an advice, not just for you, but for all American women, okay? Because American women, they differently than people in other parts of the world. I've been in the United States, and it was a complete culture shock for me. I'm not from USA. I'm from the Netherlands. I live in Europe, okay? So do not expect a guy to commit to you right away, or don't look at a guy as this is my future husband, or look for someone who might be your future husband that you want to have kids from, if any. Guys only look for a fun, uncomplicated person in their lives. That's what they want to see at first. If they see someone who is very needy to have a life partner and who wants to get married, they are really freaked out and they really don't want to do that. Okay? Guys want a lovely, uncomplicated person who is fun to be with, who is lovely to go out with, who is laughing and has a joke to tell here and there, and it's just fun to be around. That's what they're looking for. And I think if you're quite honest, you would like a guy who's uncomplicated and fun and who's easygoing, laid back, that you would like to hang around with. And if that turns out to be a commitment in the end, then so be it. But don't go looking for that in the first place, because that's what most women, especially in the United States, do. And I would seriously recommend not doing that. First, find someone who is fun to be with and that you can actually stand being around for a longer period of time. I mean, if you've been together for several months, go take a week vacation together and see how that goes. If you get on each other's nerves, then that's not the guy you want to be with. Don't get married within a year. If you find him, please don't, because it's going to turn out as a complete problem. Why? Because a person that you get to know will have the ability, if they want to not completely show themselves. Take your time to get into a relationship. Get your time to get to know a person. Take longer periods of time to live together or whatever you want to do, or but do not get married within a year, because it will be a problem. You don't know how they are. Take a few years. I mean, come on. What's the hurry? Okay?
No, I would take a few years. You have to meet them first.
You have to meet them first, but when you meet a guy and you both think it's a nice thing to be together, take at least 2 years to be together before you even think about getting engaged. Because in the United States, and I'm not saying this because you are from there, in the United States, women are about finding a guy, getting that diamond ring on their finger, and getting hitched. And that is so completely not the culture here. We do not do the diamond ring. And we do not get hitched if we are not really, 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 really wanting it. And it's not our goal in a relationship to get married. Okay? Marriage is not something that you are getting into a relationship for. You get into a relationship with a person because you really, really want to be with them.
Okay.
And if you decide that you want to get married after some time and it's a mutual agreement, you both want to get married, not just the woman wanted to get married, then it's okay. Then it's just fine, okay? But don't put that pressure on the guy like, I need someone to get married to, because they'll feel it. And the ones who are not ready for that, you know, they'll just turn and walk away. And it might be that you send the most wonderful guy packing that way.
Oh,
okay.
So did I send the other guy packing, the one that I knew for a while?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
If you send out, if you are too clingy, if you are too desperate.
I wasn't clingy. I knew him for 3 years.
Yeah, I know, but if the guy is not ready, you need to, you can tell him, okay, I would like to be serious. I would like to be engaged, be married. Is that
not engaged. I wanted to date him after 3 years.
Well, if you have to wait 3 years until a guy is willing to date you, then you should have ditched him 3 years ago. Either he wants you or he don't.
That's true.
If he's not interested in dating, let it go. There is a world full of, you know what they say here? There's more guys than church towers.
Not really.
Are. Yes, there are. There are more guys than church towers, I tell you. So,
yeah.
You know, there are so many nice guys out there that are wonderful to be around, that are lovely partners. Let go of a certain idea, as we said to the lady before. Let go of a certain idea, a certain ideal that you have, that person should be. Compare it, and I always say this, compare it to buying the best ever postcard for someone that you really love, okay? Now, that someone that you really love deserves a postcard from you, and you're going to buy it. You go to the shop, and there's thousands and thousands of postcards to choose from. And yet, even though you want the best postcard ever, you want the one with a monkey on it. Now, how many cards do you think will have a monkey on it? Not very many, do you think?
No.
So if you're, that's when you have an ideal guy in mind, okay? So if you're looking for that monkey on that postcard, you're limiting yourself to only those postcards. Yet if you would be open to all the postcards, you might find a much better postcard.
Okay.
So if you let go of the ideal, you will find a much better guy, and it will be much easier to find someone who actually fits you. Don't chase a guy. Guys don't like to be chased. They like to chase, okay? Guys are hunters. They still are. They still have that club in their hands, and they're going after that woman. Okay? So if
they're not
show,
chasing me.
Excuse me?
How about if men aren't chasing me?
Well, maybe that is because you radiate that you're only open to certain guys to date with. Now, if you would show yourself to be more available, flirt with guys, okay? Don't say, no, not you, not you, not you, and not you in your mind already, because they will feel it. And even though their outside, their physical appearance may not be what you're looking for.
Yeah, but you have to be able to kiss them.
What? Excuse me?
You have to be able to kiss them.
Why?
Why?
Yes. Let's say you meet a guy for the first time, and you have a great evening, and you've been drinking something. Let's say you meet him in a bar or wherever you went. You've been drinking, you've been having fun, and it's just time for him to go. Okay? Or he decides to go somewhere else. It's just the first time you meet. There is no commitment whatsoever. You only met. Okay?
Right.
That doesn't mean that you guys have to kiss. If he says, well,
no, I meant the man I want to date. I have to be attracted enough to want to kiss him.
Well, let me put it this way. I have had several relationships in my life, and there were a few that at first sight, I would never have given the time of day. But when I got to know them better, even before I came into a relationship with them, but when I got to know them better, I found that they were lovely people to be around. They were fun. You could laugh with them. They were dependable. They were all that you could wish for. Okay? So I'm not saying if someone is really completely against what you know, if you're really like, oh, my God, no, then you don't. But if someone starts talking to you and he has blonde hair instead of dark hair and he has brown eyes instead of blue eyes, who cares? And if he is heavy instead of slender or the other way around, who cares? If he has tattoos or no tattoos, whatever you want, okay? And it is opposite of what you would like, who cares? It's only the body, okay? It's not about the body. We all get older. We all get ugly. We all get wrinkly. but it is the character of a person that really counts, what you have to deal with till the day you die, if you want to have a committed relationship.
Right, right.
And that's the important thing. If you have someone who looks really good, you know,
really good. I mean, they can't be. They have to have personality and get along, and some, and they have to be attracted to him a little.
Yes. Well, you know, there are those guys. There are very few, but there are those guys who really have it all.
Where are they? My friend laughed. She says, "Where are they?"
Oh yeah. Well, you know, it's also in the eye of the beholder, what is a good-looking guy. I mean, there are those guys who look good to most women, but yet there are women who go like, oh, no, I wouldn't want him, you know. Take Brad Pitt. How many women drool over Brad Pitt? Now, it wouldn't be my guy to get in a relationship with. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So what is, I'm sorry, but what does that man, what does the man have to see about it? The one, the other man? When,
what was that?
What did you see anything?
Well, what I would say is, in regards to a relationship from a male's point of view, what guys are looking for would be a special connection, you know. And I feel that's going to happen with you, you know. It will happen, you know. We all have, like, this impatientness within ourselves, and it really holds us back from succeeding in what we want, you know, especially if it's been without that someone special in our life for a very long time, that we're mm-hmm. so quick to pounce at that moment, you know.
No, not pounce, but, you know, you can't...
I got you. I'm not saying that you are. What I'm saying is... I'm trying to think how to word this. Guys, what they're looking for isn't just, you know, you're going to find a guy who you're going to have fun with, for one. But the biggest thing of all is that the guy's going to look over one day and realize that, you know, he got something special. And yes. and that's when guys do that, you know. You can't create that bond. It's just going to happen organically.
Right.
And
throw away your list.
Yeah. And you know... As far as you said, like, someone in particular, I don't know, and I don't do that. It could be that guy, you know, that was your friend. You know, friends are a great place to start off with, you know, but take that step, you know, take risks, you know. And I know you've been hurt in the past, and we always put up these walls that kind of shield us from being open, you know, getting that depth into our relationship, you know. And,
so you don't see that other person, the other friend ever calling back either just to say hi?
Girl, it is something, it is like this. He walked away, he's not coming back. Even if he would come back, you don't want him back because he walked away, okay? He should have taken contact sooner. Now, if he doesn't do that, then he doesn't do that, and you just need to go on with your life. Don't keep looking over your shoulder for someone that once was, okay? Keep looking ahead. I mean, the past doesn't exist anymore. It is already gone. You're standing here and you're moving forward into your future. What you need to look at is ahead. Don't look back. Okay? When it's gone, it's gone. If he really feels you're worth a lot to him and he's really like, oh my God, what did I just let slip away? And he comes back, just be very, very critical about why he's coming back, why he didn't take contact before and all that. I personally would say let it go, move on. It's better.
Okay, can you have time to speak to my friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have about 9 minutes left in the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Answer a question.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, young lady.
Yes,
what's your name?
My name is Sheila.
Sheila, hello, Sheila. What's your question?
Mine is about love life, too.
Okay, Justin, go ahead.
All right. Give me one moment.
What do you see with my love life? Because it hasn't been too good lately.
Some of the guys that you've had have been really, pardon my French, assholes.
Yes. my actual question, is it me? Am I giving off something that I get these kind of guys? Because I think I'm pretty, like, the same kind of person to everybody. I don't change with people. You know how some people are different? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm always a kind, giving, caring, loving. I put myself out there 100%, and I always get the ones that I got to rescue and save. And
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
I would like to say something, and it is very important for you.
Okay.
You are not aware of it that you're doing it, yet you are doing it. Somewhere in your past, there was a situation which you developed. During that situation, you subconsciously developed a certain emotion on that situation, and now you feel and attract certain of the same situation. You were in a situation that you thought that is what a relationship should be like, and now you're consistently attracting guys that fit into that kind of relationship. Yet you are only giving, and you're all loving and caring, and those guys only want to get out. What you should be looking at, and you can only do that under guidance because it's a subconscious thing, and we are not able to look into our own subconscious unless we are therapists, and even then, and I speak from experience here, you should allow help to look in what the root belief is that you created, because we all created in our mind a replay to ourselves, and then we don't know what the hell is happening.
Yeah.
We're doing it to ourselves, okay? We don't know what.
I did go to a woman's group. I was with someone that was very verbally and mentally abusive, and I went to a group, and I dealt with it, and I got help, and I learned to, you know, have more worth of myself, that, you know, not to be with people that treat me like that. But, you know, like, people are different when you first meet them. They come all nice, they get you, they draw you in, and they all sweet and nice, and you're like, oh my God, this guy's wonderful, and then all of a sudden, boom. So you don't really know someone right off the bat.
Let me stop you there. Go back to when you were 7 years old.
Okay.
And at any point, because I see it happening, at any point, an important adult male, it need not necessarily be your dad, but it could be.
It was, yeah.
Walked out of your life, and only for a moment, yet you attached a very big emotion onto it. I think you misinterpreted that leaving for a permanent leaving, and it wasn't.
Right.
And now you're attracting guys into your life that leave you, guys that behave the way you interpreted that adult person at that time to behave, and you're subconsciously drawing them into your life. Now, we need to get rid of that because we don't want you to keep on going the way you do, right?
Yeah, I just don't know how to. I've tried. I've tried doing.
You can't. I'm meeting
different guys. I didn't even like older men. I even dated an older man to see if that was more mature.
You need to listen to me. You need to listen to me. Okay? I do this work every day with people to get these self-created blockages out of their system, change that to a different mindset, to a positive outlook on things, and their lives change from that moment on. Okay? Now, please email innersightmedium@gmail.com. Okay?
Okay.
innersightmedium@gmail.com. Email there that you were the last caller on the show of today and what it was about. And then I'll know it is you.
Okay.
And I'll give you a huge discount on my usually fee because you were on the show. And I'll work on this one issue with you.
Okay.
And you obviously, you have a computer or a laptop?
No, but I have a phone that has, you know, wireless data on it.
Do you have Skype on it?
No. No,
does
I don't.
Anyone else? Does anyone else that you know have Skype?
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Well, in that regard,
okay.
Then, what I would say, ma'am,
I can do it with
is,
you over the phone if I want to. Are you on Facebook or aren't you?
I'm on Facebook.
Okay. In that email, it would be a good thing if you would paste your own Facebook page in there, the link to it, so
okay.
that I can find you there. And then I'll ask you to friend me.
Okay.
And because Facebook has a chat as well, a video chat.
Okay.
So we can use that one. And it works with the most modern phones, like, you know, like iPhones and stuff like that.
Okay. Now, do you suggest I stay with the guy that I'm seeing right now?
I'm not going to tell you to stay or to leave. I would say go with your gut feeling.
He's kind of been there for me on and off, and he's not like he's not the same as the other guys I've been with. He's more grounded and more stable and more laid back, and the other ones were chaos and craziness, and I think I'm attracted to that. And I'm trying to like somebody that's not like that, but for some reason I keep being attracted to the craziness because that's all
yes.
I've known.
And that's why we need to work on the blockages that you have created yourself, that you're only attracting those idiots. Because in that age, when you were 7, there was a chaotic situation. So you're attracting that. You felt it was chaotic. You didn't have overview. You didn't have any control over the situation. And
right.
although you would like to have that now, you're still creating and recreating that same situation over and over and over again. It might very well be that after we work together, that guy that you just mentioned just falls into your lap. Because
yeah.
you are looking at your world different. And so all your relationship will change in your view, in how you perceive your world. Why? Simply because the blockages you created yourself will be gone.
Okay.
So InnerSightMedium@gmail.com. I have to...
I paste my Facebook link in there, and then you'll
yes,
answer
please.
Me back, and we'll be able to video chat.
Yes, please. And I have to cut you off for now because we have only got a few
Thank
seconds
you.
Left.
Have a great night. It was a pleasure
Thank
to
you work. Very much. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Justin, we have like half a minute left.
Yes.
Do you have any wise words to share in just a few seconds?
Yes. First of all, I want to thank all of our callers that called in today, and I do apologize to those that we didn't get to reach today. First and foremost, thank you all. We love you. Watch about your predispositions on how you think love should be, especially when you're looking for love, and that will hinder you from finding the truth that is waiting to find you. Does that make sense?
Yep, makes big sense. So thank you for closing off the show for today. We're looking forward to connecting with all of you again next week when we will be having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guest. So see you all next week. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.